This is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca.
I live here next door. Yesterday night after half past 12 was a big bomb. I go down Chip Chak because I am an ambulance driver in the army. And this house was in fire.
A local resident in Israel, as violence between Israelis and Palestinians flared again Tuesday following Monday's attacks, a day after an apparently botched Israeli undercover operation in Gaza, on Sunday left seven Palestinians and an Israeli officer dead. It was the worst violence since the 2014 Gaza war began.
What was seemingly...
At least six Palestinians were killed and several wounded in retaliatory airstrikes, with dozens of targets hit, including the Al-Aqsa television station. Sunday's Israeli undercover operation on Sunday remains unexplained and comes amid signs of an easing of tensions. The flare-up is seen as a setback to mediation efforts by Egypt, Qatar, and the UN to broker a long-term ceasefire. An Italian-sponsored two-day summit of Libya's warring factions got underway in Palermo on Monday. Among the participants, Eastern Administration strongman Khalifa Haftar and Prime Minister Fayez al-Sarraj, the UN-backed official based in Tripoli.
L'Italia ha promosso questa conferenza.
Italian Prime Minister Giuseppe Conte said the meeting is designed to boost a UN stabilization process. With Libyan factions and officials from 20 nations participating, the UN had hoped to hold elections in the North African country December the 10th, but canceled the plan due to violence and stalled negotiations. U.S. Vice President Mike Pence heads to Singapore on Tuesday for regional summits, during which he will highlight the Trump administration's commitment to keeping the Indo-Pacific region free and open. This is VOA News. The Saudi pro-government coalition resumed airstrikes against the Houthi rebel defenders in the Red Sea port city of Hodeidah on Monday. Turki al-Maliki is a coalition spokesman.
The operation is still going, and it's not true that there is a ceasefire in Hodeidah.
Dozens have been killed, including civilians, since the renewed offensive was launched November the 1st. In Saudi Arabia, visiting British Foreign Secretary Jeremy Hunt pressed for an end to the nearly four-year war.
The Saudis are willing to play their part in confidence-building measures. But the Houthis also need to do that as well, and that means no more missiles coming in from Yemen into Saudi Arabia, no more drones coming in, because those two are the things that provoke some of these strikes.
The port city remains the key lifeline for millions of malnourished Yemenis. The UN Atomic Watchdog Agency said Monday Iran continues to abide by its obligations under the 2015 nuclear agreement, despite last May's U.S. withdrawal and reimposition of sanctions. The International Atomic Energy Agency said Tehran's reserve of low-enriched uranium remains well below the deal's 202.8-kilogram limit, while its stock of heavy water is virtually unchanged. Rohingya community leaders said those on a list set to be repatriated to Myanmar, also known as Burma this week, have fled from camps in Bangladesh. Some 700,000 fled a crackdown by security forces the UN likened to ethnic cleansing, including massacres, burned villages, and gang rapes. UN spokesman Farhan Haq said those on the list should be allowed to visit before deciding to return.
The refugees reportedly verified by Myanmar as having the right to return should be allowed to visit their places of origin in Rakhine State or other places to which they might choose to return.
The de facto leader of Myanmar, Aung San Suu Kyi.
Periodically, trouble has broken out there between the Muslim community and the Rakhine community. And we have inherited this very complex problem, and we have to deal with it, and we have to resolve it. So obviously, it's not something that we can do overnight, and it's not something that we can find simple answers to.
Rights groups and the UN Refugee Agency have expressed doubt conditions are safe for their return. Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau says talks are underway with Pakistan over the offer of asylum to Christian mother Asia Bibi and her family after her acquittal of violating the country's blasphemy laws. She's been incarcerated for 8 years before the Pakistani Supreme Court ruling cleared her earlier this month. Her husband last week appealed to the U.S., Canada, Britain, and Italy for help. In Ethiopia, dozens of security officials appeared in court Monday suspected of corruption and rights abuses after the attorney general accused security chiefs of planning a grenade attack. I'm Joe Palca, VOA News.